All right, so we're finishing going through our summer prayer meetings. We're on week three. We've, here in the factory, we kind of follow a little outline. And so first we've been doing, well, for why we do our prayer meetings, we want to move God in our generation, and we want you to have the gospel shared to your friends. And what better way to get the gospel in your heart by praying it? And our goal is to pray the Bible. So how do we pray? ACTS, a little acronym for Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication. Another way is the boards. We have these different boards around the room. Hey, Dallas. They have different topics, and people throughout the last couple of years have written prayers on there. And what's really cool is you can go around and see where prayers have been answered, and someone has marked through and answered. So for healing or whatever it was, there's been a lot of prayers been answered over the last few years. So that's another way. We pray the scriptures. The most solid prayers you can pray are the ones that come from the Bible. So we'll get into that a little bit more as far as detailing it out if you haven't been with us here in a few minutes. And the baseball style. We want everyone to just get up here and keep moving. So right here, you're on bat, and then just start lining it up. And one person after another. The more people we get going through here, and the faster we keep this moving, and, you know, just everyone getting a chance to pray and getting more warmed up, the more you pray, the easier it is to pray. And so it'll just be good for everybody as we get that going. This morning, we're going to roll through, and we're going to have some opening worship, and we're going to talk about some Thanksgiving and pray through some Thanksgiving prayers, and then we're going to have another song, then we're going to pray for each other corporately. So we're going to get in groups of three or four and pray together. There'll be a leader with your group and just taking prayer requests. You build no greater camaraderie than praying with one another. The closest friends you'll ever have are those that you pray with and grow together spiritually. And then we're going to have another song, praying for your lost friends. Each and every one of you knows someone who's lost. And that's a really big deal. Probably the biggest thing that could happen in someone's life is them coming to Christ. And so praying that they would have opportunities, that the Lord would give you opportunities. And it's not like you're coming up here and I'm not saying, Danae Bath, she doesn't know Jesus, so Lord help her to know Jesus. No, you just, by first name, just God help Matt. Lord, we pray that Matt would have a revelation of who you are, the gospel would come real in his life, and just pray it out that way. So you're not calling them out specifically, I'm putting a spotlight on anyone. Then we'll have another song, then communion. The Bible does say, whenever you are together in worship to do this. So we're doing that, and then we'll have some more worship at the end. So, Thanksgiving. We're on the third part of our ACTS acronym. Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving. And as we've, just to kind of recap in case you haven't been with us, first week, Adoration, we just kind of went through and we told God, and prayed prayers that told God how awesome he was, so how magnificent he was, things that described his character, the great things that he's done in our life. And then last week we did confession, where we corporately confessed our sins. God, forgive us for the wrong things that we've done. God, sorry for the times that we've messed up. We did that together as a body, which is really good to confess your sins one to another. And then this week we're doing Thanksgiving, and you might say, well, I don't really have anything to be thankful for, but here's just a few things that of the whole list of things that you have to be thankful for. You can be thankful for what he has done in your life. So everything in the past that God's done for you, the fact that you were born, the fact that you're alive, the fact that you have good health, things that he is doing, same thing. You have good health, you are in a building where you can worship together, you have clothes on your back, and things that he's going to do, the plan and the purpose that he has for your life and how that's going to line out in the future. And he has a plan and purpose for everyone. The Bible says before the world was even created that he knew you and he purposed you for something. And so to be a little more specific with some things that you can be thankful for, your salvation. Like, if Jesus did nothing else for you for the rest of your life, your salvation is enough to continually be thankful for. That you're living and breathing is another. That you're wearing clothes and that you have access to food. Those last two, in America, we rank in the percentage of some of the most wealthy people in the world just because we have food and clothing. So just saying, God, thank you that you've provided for my needs, that I have food to eat, I have access to food, and I have access to clothes that I can wear. We're going to open up to 1 Chronicles 16, 4 through 7. And we do have these sheets up here with different, we have some prayers that Paul prayed throughout the New Testament. We have some prayers listed out from each section of our summer prayer meeting. And then we've got another one down here for your city and your campus, prayers through the Bible that can go towards that. I wanted to pull out a couple of different ones just to show you that there are other verses in the Bible that can be found to go towards being thankful. So 1 Chronicles 16, 4 through, Okay. Then he appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord to invoke, to thank, and to praise the Lord, God of Israel. Asaph was the chief, and the second to him were Zechariah, Jael, Shemarimajil, Madahadi, Elab, Benaiah, Obededom, and Jael, who were to play harps and lyres. Asaph was to sound the cymbals, and Benaiah and the priests were to blow trumpets regularly before the Ark of the Covenant. Then on the day David first appointed that thanksgiving be sung to the Lord by Asaph and his brothers. So these guys in the Bible, their whole job was to be thankful. They had some crazy names, but all that they did was go before God's people and before the ark and give thanks on a regular basis and tell God how awesome he was and remind him of the great things that he's done in their life. And that's all they did, like day in, day out. They led in front of the people and they just declared how great God was. I'm going to flip over to Colossians 3, 17. All right. So, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So again, Paul's here saying, everything you do, give thanks in it. If you were to sit down and write out a list of everything you had to be thankful for, it'd be a really long list, and more than likely you'd forget things. So Paul's just saying, in the way that you live, everything that you do, not just certain days of the year, not just a day in November, not just on Mother's Day and Father's Day, being thankful for your parents, not just on the big holidays, but in the way that you live, be thankful. The Bible tells us to be thankful, so as we're learning to model the Bible in our lives and we're being transformed, we talked about it in Roots, our lives should be transformed to those that are becoming more thankful in how we live, to where it's not just something we are thinking about doing, but something that just becomes second nature for us to be thankful. So as we prepare to enter into this time of prayer and thanksgiving in how we pray today, and we'll have these sheets up here, feel free to grab them and read through them and find some verses that really fit into your life. But come up here and we'll have the mics ready and just begin to pray through and read the verse, read it out loud in the mic, and then pray the verse back. So whatever it was, and then just begin to tell God how thankful you are for what he's done and it, showing him the example of his word, and it'll be really solid. So as the band begins to come today and we begin to enter into this next section of giving thanks through prayer, I'd really encourage you to start, you know, flipping through your Bible, meditating on the things that God's done in your life, the things that you have to be thankful for. More than just, you know, thank you, God, for this meal that I'm about to eat. God, thank you for keeping me safe today. Let me have a good night's sleep. Just the little prayers that we throw up sometimes. But really begin to dig deep in your heart and think about the things that God's done in your life. The little things that we often overlook. The things that we don't even give him credit for a lot of times. Just the things that he walks us through. As you look back in the different situations that God's brought you through in life, whether those have been hard situations, whether it's been situations that he's given you words to say to someone else. That's him providing in different ways and just saying, God, thank you for this. God, thank you for giving me the ability to have a relationship with you. God, thank you for saving me from my sinful nature, for helping me walk out this salvation. God, I thank you for the work that you're doing in me. You know, we're not perfect, as we learned about last week in our confession section. God, thank you for walking with me through this, for daily drawing me closer to you. So if you all wanted to stand up today, and we'll get started, and I'll go ahead and start off the prayer section for Thanksgiving. Colossians, I'm just going to go with the same one I did in Colossians 3. Flip back to it here. So, Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So God, I pray today that our actions and our deeds and everything that we do, we would begin to model a lifestyle of thanksgiving. It'd be more than just actions. It'd be more than just an occasional thing that we do to show thankfulness to others, God, but daily we live lives being thankful for what you've done for us. God, that we would truly begin to model ourselves in this way, that we'd show honor to you through our lives.